Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Wednesday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Throughout your Christian walk, you will find yourself faced with a number of tests, trials, and hardships. To overcome means to gain mastery over a problem or challenge that you encounter until you are able to take control of it. In this Wednesday's message, Bishop Dag will enlighten you on what it means to be an overcomer. He will teach you why rewards come to those who by faith and through grace are able to endure and conquer problems in life. Through your beliefs and faith, you will find yourself overcoming every challenge. So be encouraged by today's teaching.
This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous, marvelous. In our eyes, this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous, marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. The beginning and the end. God's doing. This is the Lord's doing. Yes, it is marvelous in our eyes. In our eyes. Oh, yes, it is marvelous. Search for me, draw me closer to you, reveal your secret heart's desire, and tear me up until the gift in me is pure and all-consuming fire. You always know me. You always see my cry. In the shelter of your arms, I'm satisfied. Lord Jehovah El Shaddai, yes, you are the Lord Almighty, and I long to seek your face. Lover of my soul, I will ever sing your praise. Tell the world about your greatness. So make me the center of your joy. None like you. My heart, my soul, I give to you. No other can compare. You always know me. You always hear my cry. In the shelter of your arms, I'm satisfied. Lord Jehovah El Shaddai, yes, you are the Lord Almighty. How I long to sing your praise. Lover of my soul, I will ever sing your praise. Tell the world about your greatness and how good it is to know you. Trusting you keeps me in your perfect will, secure in your purpose is my destiny. Lord Jehovah El Shaddai, yes, you are the Lord Almighty. How I long to sing your praises. unshakable, immovable, faithful, and true. That is what he is. And I hope to be these things also. Amen.
Father, thank you so much for your blessing. Today we are grateful for the powerful impartation service you are giving to us. We are thanking you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down, sit down. God has shown me that there are two types of Christians. It's true. And I want you to choose which side you belong. What do you think? Is it a good idea? There are those who are looking forward to heaven. All right? And those who are looking forward to this earth. I want Grace to sing for us now. It's okay. About heaven. And we shall be blessed. Amen.
Sweet old bye bye.
About the overcomers. Amen. And I'm changing the name of the service from impartation service to overcomers service. All right. The service also changes its name from time to time as we're going along. So this is the overcomers service from now. For some time. And it will change again. Hallelujah. Now, I was reading from Rick Joyner's book about how he met this man who was a beggar. And this beggar was now in a fantastic throne. Very, very high and lifted up with a lot of angels waiting on him. He had become a big king. And he had become a great king with a host of angels waiting on him. Whatever he says they should do, then they just do it. And so Rick Joyner asked the man, because he saw that guy, and then another young man who was brought up in a Christian home, and he was a very evangelistic guy who was always preaching and teaching, and he was always visiting the sick, and he had a genuine love for the Lord. So the Lord asked him that, which of these two people did he prefer? I mean, which of these two does you think please me more? And he said, oh, the guy who was always preaching and teaching and who had genuine love for the Lord and was always visiting the sick and praying for them, that guy must please him more as against this guy who was a beggar. And you know, so he said, then the Lord said, no, the beggar pleased him more. So he asked why the beggar was at a higher place, was so great in heaven. Heaven, Mom, it may be a very bad place. He was being waited upon by angels. A host of angels. Was a king in a throne. And then the Lord said to him that he was waiting, he was there because amongst other things, there were, I think, three different things that he had done. One was that he had been faithful with all that he was given. Do you see? He was faithful with all that he was given. And then number two, he overcame all. He overcame. And then the third, it's not listed in these three reasons, it's just a sentence, but these are the three points in it. The first one was that he was faithful with all that he was given. And the second one was that he overcame all. And then the third one was that he died as a martyr. He died for Christ. That is why he was great in heaven, because he was faithful with all. You see, some of us are given, we used some. And like this guy who was always preaching and teaching, and he had grown up in a Christian home, maybe he had had such a good advantage. He did not grow up like A. Allen, whose mother and father were brewers of alcohol. And they used to give the babies, the toddlers, they used to give them alcohol and watch them drunk, you know, and laugh and have fun. He didn't grow up in that environment, but he grew up in a holy environment where they were always reading the Bible, and you were protected from so many bad things. Are you with me?
Yes.
So you find out that this guy was a tramp. He was a beggar, and he was nobody. And he said, the Lord said, I gave him two portions of my love, and he used them. Then I gave him another two portions, and he used it. And then, so he said, what did he do? How many people were saved? And he said, he was able to save only one person. Yet only one person saved. Hallelujah. You know, but you see, the point is that it is not about, that's the scary thing. It's not about what you are doing that people can see. You see, it's related to what you have and what you do from what you have. It is about what you are faithful with. Because if you are given 100 and you use 30, you will use more, and people will praise you more than somebody who was given 2 and is able to use 2 and does 2. So they will see the person who is producing 30 fruits as greater, more nice, loving God than the person who has been given only 2 gifts. Are you there?
Yes.
And they will be people on earth will be praising you, but actually, you are not as great as the guy who is doing only 2. Because the guy who is doing 2 is using 100%, and you are using 30 out of the 100. You are using 30%, so you have left the rest. You understand? So I mean, in the marking scheme, you don't come in at all. You get what I'm saying? And there is a difference. All of us are different. All of us are so different. Boys are different from girls. Men are different from women. So a woman's reward and a man's reward will be based on what he was given, the equipment he had. And the woman will be rewarded based on who she was and what she had. So the reward is based on these three things. But I'm actually focusing on one area, you see, and that is that he overcame all. He overcame, you see, and to overcome means to gain mastery over a problem or difficulty that you meet or that you encounter. And to deal with it until you are able to take control over it. Are you understanding? So, Many of us are born, you see, and this service is for people who want to work for God. If you don't want to work for God, I wouldn't advise you to come here, because nothing about my message will lead you to prosperity in a certain sense. Do you understand? There's nothing to do with prosperity. And if you are watching my television, it's not a prosperity message. It's about suffering for God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's about overcoming things that are preventing us from surviving and doing well. Are you there? Right. So, to overcome means to deal with a problem or to deal with a handicap successfully. You see? And all of us are handicapped. If you were born in Ghana, you are handicapped. It's true. If you are born here, or if you are born in so many places, you are handicapped relative to others. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's all relative. Because if you are also born in America, you are also handicapped. Because there are a lot of things you don't know. Many times I see Americans and I realize that they are handicapped because they don't know anything else apart from America. And they think that the whole world is America. The whole world is not America. America is a very small part of the world. I was talking to a man of God who was just telling me how his books were being published all over and so on. And he was asking whether my books are being published by these people. And I said to him that you are operating in a different world. I said, I am operating in a different world. You are operating in the American world. I don't operate in America. I don't have my dealings with the American world. My world is another world. The books that are sold in America, they are not found here in the world that I'm operating in. Yeah. In fact, the people, the world I'm operating in cannot afford those books in the first place. Are you there?
Yes.
I am an author in another realm. I'm not an author in an American or an Americanized world. And I don't even aspire to be. I don't want to be. I don't have any desire. There are different worlds. So every world you are born into, you are handicapped in one way or another. You get it?
Yes.
But you see, in this vision, the guy said, the Lord said, he overcame all. That means that he dealt with his handicaps and the problems that his life met by virtue of whatever until he overcame all.
Yes.
And you will notice there are many times all through the Bible you will see that rewards are given to overcomers.
Yes.
That's why this is an overcomer service, because those who attend this service will have great rewards in heaven. If they practice the things that are being preached here.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
So, another meaning of to overcome is to overpower and overwhelm something. Pastor Charles, are you with me? So, you find out that you are in such a situation that you need to overpower, overwhelm, overcome, subdue something.
Yes.
In your life. And all of us, our lives are like, we are tied to so many things and weights. But it is the overcomers who are going to get rewards in Jesus' name. Are you there? Another meaning of overcome is it means to defeat somebody or something and to win. It means to win and it means to gain superiority. Are you there? All right. So another, it also means to rise above something. There are many things you need to rise above. Sometimes you are born a certain way. You need to rise above that thing. You get it? Sometimes you have a certain background. You need to rise above it. Are you listening to me? I see you rising above it in Jesus' name.
It means to sweep away certain things. Those are overcomers. And God is making you an overcomer in the name of Jesus. But you see, I didn't say these are those who attend church services. This is not an attendance service. It's an overcomer's service. For those who intend to overcome whatever is meeting you and whatever is facing you. Amen. So all of us are born into whatever situation. But I believe that God wants to bless us so that we will overcome.
Amen.
No, for us to be here as a church, we have overcome many things.
Yes.
To be here.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
We've overcome many things. Many crises. Many situations. And I'm happy to discover today that God rewards us for overcoming things.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And even, you know, in my experience with sending people and employing people, you know, I have two types of people that I send. One person, I'll send the person, I'll say, look, go and buy land and build a church. Here is money. And you'll be surprised that 1 year later, they have not been able to buy land. And they will tell you all sorts of things and reasons why they have not been able to buy the land or build a church. And they will give you, let's say, good reasons. We have those who tell lies. But I'm talking about people who come and tell you, listen, the chief in the area is originally from a certain place, which are very quarrelsome. And he has come to stay at this place. And there's another man who's also fighting and says he's the chief. So because of that, they are not selling land in that area. It's a real problem. I'm not talking about those who are telling lies. I'm talking about people who come with legitimate issues and reasons why things cannot work and are not working. You get it?
Yeah.
And they'll tell you. And then also they'll say that because of the light off. Because of the light off, we have not been able to do this work. And they'll say also because of what? The petrol shortage. Do you see? And they'll say also because of what?
Yes.
No gas. And they will also explain. My mother died. My uncle died. My sister died. And because of the funeral and the 40-day celebration and this and that and that. And all the things they are saying are true. Those are the... And I'm telling you that in my personal experience, I have this type of people. Then I have another type. Who will go and engage in a fight over all the issues that I send the person to go and solve it. Even come back, people will be annoyed with the person and so on. But I become so happy with that person. Because the person is an overcomer. It's not a bringer of excuses and of 1,000 reasons why things are not working. But the person is an overcomer. Yeah, you send such a person to go and say, go and do this and that and that. And the person will solve every single problem. One after, the person will fight, the person will even make mistakes, and the person may even insult somebody, and you may even hear the person is proud, you may even hear the person doesn't respect, the person is like this, he's very insolent, he's like this, he's like that. But when the person finally stands before you with all his errors and his mistakes, you see that he's an overcomer. It's true. You realize that person, it's true that he's not perfect. Now the guy who brought the excuses is equally rude, he's also insolent, he's very lazy, he also has faults. And he has also not overcome.
Wow.
And he has also not overcome. So he is still full of his problems and his faults, and he didn't overcome. And this other guy has manifested all his mistakes.
Wow.
And has also overcome.
Which of these two do you think is going to get the reward?
Which of these two? That is why you should be very careful when you see somebody has employed someone and he likes the person. You should be careful what you say about the person. Because if I tell you, go and make contomere stew at 11 p.m. in the night. Do you know contomere? You don't know contomere? 20% of your life is gone. If I tell you, go and make contomere stew at 11 o'clock in the night, that it comes to my feelings that that is what I want to eat. And I say, make contomere now. And the person is able to bring me contomere by 12.
Wow.
You should be very careful what you say about that person. Because he's an overcomer. Yeah. Where is he going to find fish? At 11 o'clock. And where is he going to find tomatoes? And contomere, everything that is needed to overcome this particular 11 p.m. contomere request. Is it not an overcomer? So when you come to the house and you say that this person is not a good person because his trousers are like this, or that the person is smelling, or that you say, hey, my smelling person is an overcomer. And that is why you will find out that people who are overcomers, who do the work of God, you can see their faults. When you study them closely, you see that, look, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this, it's like this. But Matt, he's an overcomer.
Yeah.
Yes. So God loves overcomers. And this guy who had no house to live in, he was greater than the guy who was always visiting the sick and going back to his house of riches. He had nowhere to live. It was a problem. He died of cold outside. But that guy was probably still at home. You see, so people who are full of excuses upon excuses, why not? They are not pleasing to God. All through the Bible, you see God showing examples of people who say, I've bought a land, I've married a wife, have this and that. This, you see that they come with reasons. And others who have equally bought lands and equally married wives and equally have other commitments are also serving him.
Yes.
And you see that this is where God draws the difference. He said that these people and these people, there's a difference. Because when you send somebody to Ghana to go and have a church there, surely he's going to see some problems.
Yeah.
Before he's able to overcome.
Yeah.
If I send you to Nigeria to go and start a church there, you will see something.
Yes.
You will see something. If I send you to Namibia to go and start a church there and to let the church work, definitely there are some things you are going to see there.
Yeah.
What we are wanting to hear are the good news of how we have overcome. And not, I mean, 1,000 reasons why it is not working. Never think about the reasons that you cannot solve. Think about things you can solve.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Don't say, President so-and-so is, if it was not for President so-and-so in power, things would be, we would be able to really work for God and so. What can you do about President Forrest, who is in power? Can you change President Forrest or President Rivers? You cannot change him. If a desert is a president, or a forest is a president, or a bush is a president, what are you going to do about it? You cannot change that one. But you can change yourself. Hallelujah. And you can overcome. So you see that there are two types of people. Overcomers and people who cannot overcome. If I send you to the Volta region to go and have a crusade there, expect people to cast spells on you. Because that is how the people there, that is what they believe in. They like witchcraft, occultism, juju,
It is their religion, it's their life style. Even Christians practice, some Christians practice it and they fear it. There's a lot of fear in the place. Yeah. When we went to, and you see, anybody who is sent to a place will experience the same problems. When we went there, we had people casting spells on us. And I recently was speaking to Reinhard Bonnke's crusade director, and he was telling me that they had a crusade in Ho. And they were casting spells on Bonnke. Yeah. So when you come and say, the way the people like juju too much, we don't want to go to that place again. And so on. So that is how the mission is. It involves this particular problem. And you have to overcome that particular problem. And you are going to have to fight and win in that particular problem. You get it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you must decide. Look, I like that word. He overcame all. All. Look, there are several things are against you.
Yes.
Before you finish your call, a lot of things are against you.
Yes.
And you must overcome all.
Yes.
All.
Yes.
If you are going to be victorious. You can't overcome one and leave one, because one, a snake may not bite you, but a mosquito may bite you. And before you realize, something else is happening. Because although a mosquito bite may seem like nothing, that one rather may fight you rather than the snake bite. In fact, you may be preparing against snake bite, but mosquito will bite you. Yeah. So you must overcome mosquito bites.
Yes.
Overcome snake bites.
Yes.
Overcome wizards.
Yes.
Witches.
Yes.
Occultic powers.
Yes.
Overcome the color of your skin.
Yes.
Overcome your poverty. Yes. Overcome your background. Overcome your color. Overcome everything that is fighting you. Yeah. Otherwise, you can't make it. Your assignment and your mission will be aborted. And you will come thinking to yourself that when I come, they will understand. And people who are in places, who send messages like, you don't know how this place is like. Those type of people. Rarely do I have conversations with them. I don't even bother to talk to them. So you are new in this place. You've just come. You don't know how it is. You don't know how this. You don't know how this. You don't know how that. Come on. That is how the mission is. So the people, this week they come, next week they don't come. This and that and that. Which other type of people do you want? That is how the people are. The people we have been sent to, they come this week and next week they don't come. That is how they are. From Timbuktu to Nairobi to Swaziland, that is how they behave. They come this week, next week they don't come. So don't even come with that. Don't even bring that news.
Wow.
That's how it is. As you see me standing, in fact, anybody who is ministering, there are a lot of things that he has overcome before he is at a certain place and is still ministering. Yeah. When you go into a life, you get it. How to get money. When you are an evangelist, you don't have to complain that the people that you are preaching to don't have money. That is how the mission is. You are to preach to absolute and abjectly poor people. So how do you preach to people who have no money? And how do you even go there? That is the nature of the problem that has been presented to you. You have to overcome. That's why the guy said that the guy had overcome all. Everything that he met, he overcame it. That's the whole point. This is the whole point. It's not that there was, he was. And when we send you somewhere, you go, there's a church that is poor, or you go into a situation where there's no money. That is how the problem is. So now, decide to overcome. Be an overcomer of whatever situation you are meeting and seeing. And it's when you don't have the victory and you don't overcome it, that is when you now move into the other group. Yeah. Because all through the Bible, you will see that the thing, the rewards are given to people who are able to gain superiority and overpower something that meets them. Hey! When we went to Collegono, we met the Gan tribe, the Gan people. We didn't even know who they were. You see, sometimes even what you are coming to meet, you are now to be introduced. Sometimes you even marry before you are introduced to what you have married. Yeah. Because it was after we entered Collegono that we even understood what we had entered into. It took us years to go round in circles to discover. And by the time we discovered, we knew what we had found and what we had met. But it was our calling to overcome and not to stay there and complain. Why would God send us? If only we were like Action, who were on the Spintex Road. If only we were like so and so, who were at airport. Our church would have had more rich people, and more people would have come to our church. If only we were like this and that. God is saying, shut up. With all the things you are saying, you are a disgrace to the overcomer service. So you are a disgrace to the overcomer service. You shouldn't come. Don't come back. No, next week, don't come here. These are overcomers. Now, this is only for overcomers. Tell the person next to you, please, this is an overcomer service. It's an overcomer service. You don't want to do well, don't come here. Yeah. Amen. All right, sit down. Now, there are so many things, but we are just introducing the idea of the overcomer's service. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Yeah. Whatsoever is born of God. Yeah. Whatsoever is born of God. Now that you are born of God, you are in a group. You your intelligence has increased. Your capabilities have risen. Your capacity to think and to overcome is far higher than before you were born again. So, whatsoever, that means that even a dog, if even a dog is born of God, he can overcome. That means that when a black man is born of God, he can overcome. Kabaya shakabaya! Yeah. That means that when a young man, a young person is born of God, he can overcome the world. That is why I want to say, if you are young, don't worry. They will look at you and say, oh, we've seen your type. I give you 5 years. You change your mind just now. You will stop this thing that you are doing. When I got married, they were predicting. In as far back as 1989, they were predicting. People have predicted my downfall for years. All kinds of downfalls. And as I'm standing here, I am standing on the balloon of the grace of God. When I went to Lagos, I met Reinhard Bonnke at the hotel He was coming and I was going out. And this is the second time I met him in Surabaya. He was coming, I was going. At the same door. So he's 67 years old. He's been preaching in so many places. Do you think he has not overcome some things? A lot of things. To be 67 years old and still preaching. Since the year 2000, he has done crusades only in Nigeria. Only in Nigeria. He hasn't done crusades anywhere else, only in Nigeria. So God told him to have crusades in Nigeria. Yeah. What is in Nigeria that he has to overcome? Plenty. Even how to go to the place where the crusade is. When you hear, Soliso plane has gone to fall here. You hear another plane is going to fall here. This one is here. This and that. When they go for a crusade, there's no space for the crusade. How do you overcome that? You have to overcome it. You have to clear the land of farmers. How do you overcome that? People have planted their cabbages and their cassavas. How do you overcome it? You have to buy it from them. Say, how much will all your cassava be? I'm buying all so that I can have my crusade. I mean, anybody who is doing something, he has encountered so many, many, many difficulties. Yes. But you see that something in him. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Yeah. So if you are born again, you are in the category of an overcomer. But it is not automatic. You can be sitting there saying, yeah, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. And you'll be sleeping, I'm an overcomer. And you see that you will be overcome. Mercy. May you never be overcome in Jesus' name. Sit down. Then he says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Our faith. Yeah. You see that the verse means something a little different now. You heard it before. But the verse is coming alive. This is the victory. Most of the problems that you are going to meet, you will overcome them with faith. Through your beliefs, you will be able to overcome somehow. We shall overcome. I said, we shall overcome. Yes. Through your beliefs in God and in his direction for your life, you will be able to overcome. No matter the name of that particular problem, so that God will bless you to overcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you there? Amen. Now, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Listen carefully. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Not everybody, but him that overcometh. Let me tell you something. Anybody who is accomplishing anything that you admire, if the person hasn't told you, I am telling you that the person has a lot of problems. Maybe that you don't know. Only that you don't know. And he's overcoming them. He's fighting them. Some of them have a lifespan. Some of them have energy. Some of them die after resistance. Some persist. And some are still overcoming until they die. they will be overcoming a particular problem. Hey! Hey! But you never know that it is true until it has happened to you. As when you see that this guy, he has overcome a lot of things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To him that overcometh. And almost all the churches, he tells them the same thing. He that hath an ear, another verse, let him hear what the Spirit saith. He that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. So when God sends you out, decide to be someone who overcomes.
Yes.
What is at the place you were sent to? What you meet there? That thing. Overcome that place. Overcome. Look, and I think that the best summary is what Jesus said when he said, in this world, you will have tribulations. But do not be afraid. Then he said, for I have overcome the world. In other words, listen, when he said the world, that word, the world, it is a broad, it's like what I met in the world. I overcame what I met. If you are sent to the north of Ghana, you are going to meet something. It's different from what you see in the south. And you see, if you understand what I'm saying, and you believe what I'm saying, you are going to find yourself doing very well wherever you are. It is amazing that our church in Tamale, even at a point, was doing better than churches in other richer areas, even financially. Yeah. Whereas they should have been sitting there complaining. You know, over here we don't have anything. We have nothing. No. That is why I don't buy all those things. You send a pastor somewhere, he does not even know how to take offerings. He says, oh, no, people don't have money. Then you send another pastor, a different person, an overcomer. You say, just send an overcomer to go and have a program there. You would think the church is full of millionaires. Just because an overcomer, when he said, do not be overcome by their faces. Even somebody's face it can be a project to overcome that face. Somebody's attitude. But you never know that it is true until it has happened to you. So, overcomers are special in heaven. So, in fact, in heaven, it will be dinners, overcomers' dinners. Overcomers have, they've gone for some get-together. Overcomers are at the left side. And those who didn't overcome anything, they will be at another section. Because some will come and say, my mother, my father, my junior sister, and my grandmother, they are all saying that, A, B, C, D. Another person sitting on this side, he is his mother, his grandmother, his auntie, and his wife, and his children are against him. Huh? And his health also against him. And he's the one doing it. And you, it's only your grandmother and your auntie and your sister and who? You know, when I first went to Korea for the next time, I'll take you to Korea, or if you're able to come, you see. They have a placard. They have a little sign, and they write on it, board members only. And there's one of Dr. Cho's secretary, she holds it like this, and she walks. And if you're a board member, also they write board members and VIPs only. And then you see them walking out. Then when you see that you belong, then you follow that line. If you don't belong, and the masses don't belong, they are to the side. Yeah. So in heaven, there will be this sign. Overcomers. Overcomers. Follow the sign. Follow the sign. And the sign will be there. Overcomers. All overcomers should come this way. That is when you see that all the things that you didn't overcome and you thought were legitimate reasons why you should not overcome, you see how painful it will be in that day. But that will be the difference between you and the other. Then another group, he said, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. I see power coming to somebody. Yes. You have slept with so many people before you came to Christ. And so what? And so what? What are we going to do? Can you reverse? Come on now. Overcome this problem and just let's move on. So now, I was maltreated when I was a child. I was this and I had a bad background and my this. Come on, look. You belong in the morning service. This is the morning service where we will be comforting you. Comforting you and explaining. So many things. We're massaging you. We're massaging you in the morning, just encouraging you. It's okay. God is a comforter. God will help you. God is going to look after you. God is in control. God will remember you. You are beautiful people. It's a beautiful, beautiful church. Beautiful people. Hey! Prosperous people. Don't give up. Don't give up. As you sit there in that problem, by the prodigal son, he was an overcomer of his situation. In fact, when I read the Bible, in fact, this topic, I can preach 1,000 different places about it. You can't have a child. And so what are we going to do next? We're going to die. We are going to die now. When you have about 25 years more to live without having a child, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? Go to the morning service. Don't come here. Because here, when you come, you think I don't laugh. We are not laughing. Yeah. You say that we are not laughing. Yeah. We are against you, something, against your prosperity or your job or honest work. Yeah. We are against honest work. Yeah. We are against honest work. We are talking about overcoming. Yeah. Overcoming. Yeah. Overcoming. Yeah. I said overcoming. Ghana has one of the highest rates of death on our roads. One of the most dangerous countries to drive in the world is Ghana. Ooh, we are going to stay at home now. You are going to stay at home? We're going to stay at home because it's dangerous? What are we going to do next? How do we overcome this problem? We have to overcome whatever we have met. Yeah. You understand that we can't change.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yes.
Thank you, Bishop. Listen, I want to encourage you. Be an overcomer. And based on what you were given, and you were able to prevail. The other day, Rick Joyner had a vision. He saw someone, and the Lord told him, that guy's marriage is very wild compared to yours. Say, yours is very cool compared to that guy. But he has done more with his bad marriage than you have done with your good marriage. Based on what he has been able to accomplish with his bad marriage. So you will be surprised, you go to heaven, you see somebody has apparently a bad marriage. He will now be rewarded so highly because with his bad situation, he was able to overcome and do so much. And you with your perfect, you managed to marry the perfect Christian something something who was every good at everything. Oh. Overcome and you'll be blessed. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. My God, my God. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in my temple. Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. This is the reward that is given to someone who can overcome obstacles and overwhelm and overpower things that he meets when he starts to follow God's assignment for his life. Yeah. When I look in my church, I don't see rich businessmen supporting me. I've always wondered, sometimes when I hear, I say, this person has this. But you see, I don't have to complain. What I have, I also have something that people don't have. I don't have to complain. I could tell you stories. And I, by the way, all of you who are interested in the ministry, one of the areas you are going to fight and have to overcome is financial areas. Yeah. And as you overcome it, you may even become a thief. Yes. That's one of the problems, because it is such a problem that, you know, sometimes you are knocking something, then it goes so hard that you cut your hand. Yeah. You will have to apply all manner of graces and wisdoms to overcome. Some of you have even started the ministry. Sometimes when you feel hungry, you start to curse God. Yeah. You start to curse God because you are feeling hungry. You see, one day, a pastor was telling me, he said to me, look, you know, when he told me the story, I didn't know whether to cry. I didn't know what to say. He was telling me how he was fasting. He was waiting on the Lord. He said to me, I fasted for 40 days. He said, my trousers were off. They were no longer, the trousers no longer fitted him. And he said he had church service and his church was working, it was growing. And then his wife had traveled. And then, to cut a long story short, his wife traveled somewhere, but on the way back, his wife had an accident. And then they told him some days later. He didn't know. Everybody knew, but he didn't know. Working in town, nobody, he didn't know. And he said to me, as he was talking, he said to me, no, no, his wife died, children like that, tell them. And he said to me, a question occurred to him. Do you know the question that occurred to him? Are you listening to me? He said, a question came to his mind. Do you know the question that came to his mind?
His wife died, a young wife. He said to me, I would not wish that this particular experience for anybody in this world. He said the question came to his mind. What kind of God are you? What kind of God? What kind of God are you? As I'm serving you with all my heart, and even finish fasting where the trousers are full, they don't work anymore. And you come out of your fasting to come and see your wife's dead body. He said a question came to his mind. What at all? What kind of God are you? And some of you, hunger is making you insult God. You will not even ask God whether what kind of God is he or something. Hey! Small, any small friction in your life is changing things so much. It's changing everything about you. How is it going to be in the future? You know what God has in store for you? You know what is coming tomorrow? We were in Nigeria. We almost died there. We feel it. Even I was telling them, I was telling them, I'm working on a book because I would not like to die if I've not written that book. So I'm working on it. Because if I die, nobody can write that book. Yeah. So that's what I'm writing. Yeah. And you ask yourself, what kind of God? And if God allows and presents you with something like a mountain, overcome it and let me see my son. Or God decides to prick you at this place and say, walk with it. And preach with it.
Yes.
Preach on your left side. On that left side.
Yes.
Preach with this left place like this. I'll never take it away. Just it will pain you. And be with it. Will you also lift your hand and say, what kind of God are you? What kind of God are you? Something small has been given to you to overcome. Even some of you finish university. When you are in university, when you are doing follow-up, you go H5 to H20, K17 to K39. You are doing follow-up, B block, number first row and second floor. When you come out and the souls are no more arranged in blocks, and the souls are no more arranged in rooms with room numbers, but they are at large. They are dispersed. You cannot do the work of God again. Because as soon as you see something small that is different from what you used to follow up with H1 to H20, K1 to K25, your follow up was arranged nicely and your churches were growing on campus. When you came out of school to come and see what it is like, where the souls are diasporic souls. Then you start to say that I was not led to send you to that place. I know Bishop, he was led to send me here, but this particular one, he was not led by the Spirit. Just overcome it. It's a new thing. And you see that all this, to him he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Hey. In fact, I never knew that overcomers were some serious priority group in heaven. If I had known, I would have fought more battles with more fierceness. Overcome more things with more zeal when I see an enemy, something rising up in a new format, a new spirit will come. Because me, when I sense obstacles, something also comes in me and say, hey, this one can be overcome. But now that I've seen that it's connected to where I'll be in heaven. Oh. What is the new problem? May God give me strength and grace to meet it and to fight and to win. Are you listening to me? Some of you are in Bible school. You'll finish soon. When you go, don't send us message that, you know, something, something. Overcome. Overcome at the place you are. Overcome what you have met there. If the people are witches, overcome. If they are poor, overcome. Don't send a message that if we were posted to Accra, our churches will be this. Do you know the things we are overcoming in Accra? Do you know what it is like to pastor a church in Accra? Oh, I see you overcoming in Jesus' name. Next time they are looking for the overcomers, they will come and look for you. In Jesus' name. God is making you hard. One day somebody will comment about you and say that you are a hard guy. A very hard guy. One day somebody is going to look at you and say, I like the way you are never discouraged. And let me tell you something. Something that didn't work the first time, it will work the second time. And let me tell you something also. If it doesn't work the second time, it will work the third time. Do you know why? Because I have a testimony to tell you. Yeah. I can't say it clearly. But what I can say is that I remember something I tried to do. I kept changing the name of that particular thing. Because I thought maybe when I change the name, that ministry will work. I changed the name 2-3 times. I made letterheads, everything. It didn't work. I tried different things. But now it's working. Yeah. The same thing. About 10 years later, it's working. Yeah. In fact, it's really working. So the thing which will not bow the first time you hit it, you go and put your leg in POP. The second time you hit it, it's still painful. But the third time, when they see your leg coming, the thing itself will start to move. Be blessed and anointed in Jesus' name. May you overcome every situation in your life. Yeah, may you overcome. When we go to Nigeria, we see Pastor Jake. We clap for them. I went there with a bus of people. You see that we're clapping for them. We are so impressed. Why? Because they have overcome. Even the church we were buying there, we bought the church. We bought a building. And then the building we bought didn't get bought. Yeah. So the money was with the bank. And the bank said they would give us the money. But in the end, they didn't give the money back. So now, how to overcome that one? And I don't have a house, you don't have your money. You have to overcome. Yeah. And they overcame it in the end. And another problem, and another problem, and another problem, and another problem. Oh. We're just clapping for them. Rarely will you see a Ghanaian go to Nigeria to start a church. You see Nigerians coming to Ghana to start a church. We are like sheep to them. Very calm, very cool, very leadable. Huh? Yeah. And I sent one of my coolest pastors. Because God told me to send him. He's the coolest of all of them. I had wilder, rough guys. Even the driving in the town, you have to understand. And today when you see him driving, you see that, hey, brother, he has overcome. It's a nice thing. In fact, even me, when I'm sending somebody, the person brings me a result. That's why you'll be surprised. Sometimes I say, why does Bishop like this rude person? So I really like that rude person. When I send the person with the person's rudeness, I get all my results. Yeah. When I send this polite person, the person will come and explain to me that because of the light off and the light on and the light up and the light down, no problem, no answer. And the rainfall. Even in the natural. You just say, one day I was in the house and I had my boy in the house. And I said to him, I want to eat this around 11 to midnight. He said, I want to eat. I said, do you have that? He said, no, I don't have it. I want to eat it. Make it. Make it. Overcome. The obstacles. And then when he went, my wife said, it is because you don't know how to cook that you are giving such a command at this time, because you don't know what it is involving. I said, no problem. And he overcame. Hey! Yeah. Would you not like such a person? Oh. Yeah. And he will reward such a person. Oh, cry. He will reward them. Because what you send the person to do, that problem has been solved. May you be an everlasting conqueror and overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Most of you don't have money. Most of you don't have money. How many here don't have money? Don't have money. Raise your hand. Yeah. But you shall overcome. Yeah. And one day, people will think you are... They will say, Max, if I had money the way you have money, the ministry... They'll tell you. They'll tell you, Max, if I had the money here, and then the connections, you know, and how you seem to be well, very connected and all. Your background and, I mean, the way. And you'll be saying to yourself... You don't know. It will be hard, we know. And the road will be. Yes. At the hotel, I don't know what I told him, and I said something. Then he lifted his hand. Yeah, we are on fire for Jesus. That's what he said. We are on fire for Jesus. We are on fire for Jesus. At the age of 67 in Nigeria, not in America. We are on fire for Jesus. What do you want? What do you want? Fire for Jesus. We are ready to meet whatever the problem is. try our best. He was preaching. He said his son told him, "You are getting old and you have to slow down." He said, no. When an aeroplane is going on the runway and is getting to the end of the runway, that is when it goes faster and then take off. It goes faster and takes off into the New Jerusalem. Next stop, New Jerusalem International Airport. Ghanaians, when we are a little older, see that now your hair is now gray and you have become very slow looking. You see, how many 67-year-old Ghanaians will be moving and saying, "Fire for Jesus," leading people to go and evangelize? If it is your hair that is giving that picture, better dye it black so that you reduce your age by 20 years and come down to, yeah, or shave it like T.D. Jakes and just be there. Are you listening? I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. Say, I'm a woman, so therefore they don't receive me. Overcome it. Ask Catherine Kuhlman how she did it. Yesterday I was watching Catherine Kuhlman. She was preaching and there were some men, whole place was full. They were gossiping in the film. I just saw them gossiping. They were looking at her as she was standing there saying, and I was saying to myself, shame. You cannot change what God has done. It's a woman who is standing there. She's preaching. She's healing everybody. Everybody's coming to listen to her. You can't change it. You can't change it. She's overcome. She's overcome. She's preaching and healing. You can't change it. You can't change what God has done. Yeah. You can't change it. Don't let anybody discourage you. You can make it. Yes. And not only can you are going to make it big time. Yes. Yes. Very soon we are going to have more than 1,000 churches. Yes. And many of you are going to be the overcomers. Yes. Who are pastoring those churches. Yes. Because the word of God in you is going to be like fire. And you're going to preach powerfully. Kambaya shandala bakabalaba. Kandola ba shandala bakabala. Talama sandele beke mandalaba. Tela ba sotada makabandalaba. Mande setala mashindala makabalandalaba. Mando kataba yandala mama sandalaba. You see, James McKeown, the founder of the Church of Pentecost, a white man, he came to Ghana, couldn't speak tree, couldn't speak it, but he overcame it. He overcame the problem that he was preaching to people who spoke a different language.
Yes.
Yeah. And some of you would have said, if I was Ashanti, if I was from Swedru, if I was from here, I would do better. But you see, sometimes it's rather because you are not from there.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes the small thing you're supposed to overcome is hiding the real reason why you have been sent.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. There's something great. Lift your hand and thank God for the greatness that He has put in you. Father, thank you for your blessing. Hallelujah.
Father, thank you for your blessing. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing, Lord.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.